Hello, this is a recording for the Children in Ignite for Sunday, the 10th of January. I hope you guys are well and enjoying, well, another lockdown and another difficult time, but hopefully you are loving having lessons at home, or if you're going into school. I do know somebody who is going into school that whatever you're getting up to, you're enjoying it and keeping safe. So we've got another few parables to go, and then we're going to have a big quiz, and then all about parables that quiz is going to be, and then we'll move on to something else. But for today, we're going to talk, we're going to have a little game as usual. See whether you can guess what I am thinking of. This is an animal that is found in all the continents except Antarctica. It's an animal that doesn't like to be cold. Okay, it has 600 species in its group. So the first clue was for 5 points, and this one is for 4 points. For 3 points, it's a reptile, so it is cold-blooded and sheds its skin as it grows bigger. For 2 points, it eats crickets, cockroaches, ants, beetles, and flies, if it can catch them. So I like anything that eats flies is a friend of mine. And this is an animal that I am not really that scared of. And for 1 point, it sits on rocks to stay warm and soak up the sun. Right. I know it's not very, very easy. There's still a few animals that it could be, but the animal I was thinking of was a lizard. I wonder whether you remember, whether you managed to work that out. Not an easy one, quite a difficult one, that one. Okay, so today we are talking about two parables, and they're not particularly short, so I'll just crack on with it and get on. Okay, so the first one is called The Persistent Widow and Crooked Judge. That would make quite a good book if anybody wanted to write a book called that. And this one is found in the book of Luke, chapter 18, from verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her complaining.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge said. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'" Dun, dun, dun. Big question there. Really big question. Okay, so here we have this judge. And it makes us think, okay, when you're being persistent, I know that's quite a big word, and some of you might not know what it is like. When you're being persistent, you are nagging and constantly asking for something. Maybe if you think of that child who on a long car journey keeps going, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" Reminds me of Donkey in Shrek 2 when they're going off to see Princess Fiona's parents, and he keeps asking, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" It does get annoying because this person is constantly asking the same thing, and that is being persistent. It's asking and asking and asking and asking, hoping that you will get what you want. Or if you ask your mom or dad for something all the time, and can I have crisp now? Can I have crisp now? Can I have crisp now? And things like that, then that is being persistent. So I'm sure all of us have had a time when we were being persistent, when we were asking for something all the time. And we were asking and asking and asking for it. But did it get us results? Did we get what we wanted? I used to do that to my sister. We had bunk beds and she slept on the top bunk. And if I was scared at night, which used to happen quite a bit because I used to read very scary books. So sometimes I would get scared and I could not sleep. Then I would call and call and call and call and call and call and call her at night. And I would be so persistent. And then at last, because she just wanted to have a good night's sleep, she would say, right, okay, come in and curl up on in my bed with me. And that's what I wanted. I would get what I wanted. So sometimes being persistent does work. So what is Jesus saying here? Is he saying that we should repeat our prayers all the time? That we should constantly go to God and nag at God all the time? Or that we should pray for long sessions and pray for an hour maybe? Is that what's going to get us answers to our prayer? Or is he asking us to attend weekly or daily prayer meetings so that we're praying all the time? Or is it that we should pray and be consistent and mention the same thing again and again and again? Okay. So we have to remember that here Jesus is talking to his disciples. He is saying that he's not talking to people that don't know God, the people that are on the outskirts. He's talking to his inner group of people that actually know him, that have been listening to his teaching all along. And it means that they know a lot about his teachings already. So God doesn't want us to endlessly be repeating the same thing without thinking about it. So it's certainly not that we should be saying the same prayers all the time or repeating a series of prayers. Like there's some series of prayers that Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, saying that over and over and over and over again is not what Jesus is saying we should do here. And he certainly is not saying that, you know, we're going to clock you in and if you pray for something for 3 hours, then you're going to get an answer. And he's not saying that you should put yourself under bondage and try and attend everything going. It's not about that. God doesn't reward us for what we do. He rewards us for how we do things. But Jesus is certainly saying that we should be consistent. We should repeat our prayers before God. And when we see that, when we're praying about something, it's to remind us, not to remind God, because God is not deaf. God hears us when we pray the first time for something. But then it's his decision when he's going to answer that prayer and how he's going to answer that prayer. But when we keep praying about the same thing, we are reminding ourselves that we are praying about that thing and trusting God, that we are trusting him to bring us what we need. We should not give up. That is faith. Faith is not giving up on God. He may delay an answer, but he always, always, always has a good reason why he does that. And sometimes he does answer our prayer straight away. So this judge in the story, we are told, judges at that time, they could be given money. You could give them money and buy their decision and get them to decide a judgment in your favor. So this widow, if she had money, she could have given money to the judge and he would have done things in her favor. But we are told about this particular judge. The Bible says that he did not fear God and he didn't care about people. So he wasn't going to be bribed easily. He only thought about himself. He only was interested in life being good to him. And the widow, in those days, a widow or orphan would have been somebody that didn't have any family to support them. And sometimes they were treated in a bad way, and they didn't have people that could come and help them out. People, like, they couldn't go to family in high positions and say, please help me to sort this out. They didn't always have money to bribe people or to do things like that. So this woman didn't have lots of people to ask for help. And in the Bible, a lot of the time, God asks people to make sure that widows and orphans are looked after, because they didn't have other ways of looking after them. And a widow, being a woman in society at that time, would have been in a very bad position, because she wouldn't have had a husband to look after her, and sometimes they wouldn't have had family members to look after them. So they would have been really, really looked down on by society, because in this particular case, this woman didn't have anyone to look after her or to give her support or to fight her corner to get justice. And so she goes to the judge for help. She's not asking for a special favor. She's not asking for him to treat her differently to everyone else. She just wants what is hers, what is rightfully hers. And she wants him to judge fairly and to make sure that she gets what she deserves. We don't know what the case is, but she goes to him. Now, she really does wear this judge down. She keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And in the end, he gives in to her request. And he's not doing it because he's good at his job. He's not doing it because she's persuaded him with what she has said. He's not feeling sorry for her, but he just thinks about himself, and he just wants peace and quiet. He just wants to get rid of this woman. And so in the end of the day, he gives her the justice that she's asking for. So prayer is not like that, is it? I mean, when we're praying, we are praying to a God who actually cares for us. God cares, and he loves us very much. And he feels sorry for us. He feels compassion. He feels for us, and he feels for our situation. And he doesn't ask us to repeat or come back or do anything like that. We can't bribe God. He gives everything he gives us of his own free will. He gives us because he loves us and because he wants to. And he gives it in his own free, in his own time, at the right time for us. But what God is saying is that sometimes when you are praying for something, you might need to go back to it, and you might need to go back to it, and again, and again, and again. So if your prayers are not being answered, there does come a time when you need to go back to that prayer and ask it again. Because we should ask ourselves why people stop praying. Why do people decide that they're going to stop praying? Sometimes it's because they feel God hasn't answered me in time, or maybe the answer is no from God, or maybe they just get tired or they get lazy and they don't. We shouldn't respond like that. We should, even if our prayers are not answered or answered the way that we want, we should still go back to God and ask him again. Don't stop and don't give up, because God might be just about to give you the result that you want. It's like working hard at anything that we need to do. To get good results in school, you have to work hard. To be good at any sports or instrument that you might play, you need to work hard. And sometimes we get a little picture of what God wants us to be like, and then we can pray along that line, and we can pray for that thing, and we will get it. But at the end of the day, God is in charge. And if we look at the Lord's Prayer, the third line in that prayer says, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that is what we need to pray for all the time. We need to pray for God's will to come into our lives, and then we will be truly, truly happy. because we will be working in line with God's will. So when we are praying, we should look at four things. We should remember that God is a great God and he is all powerful. We need to remember that. Remember, in the Lord's Prayer, we start off by saying, "Our Father who art in heaven." We are recognizing that God is almighty and God is all powerful. And then we should confess our sins. We should say anything that we have done wrong or any areas where we have been weak and we have chosen to do the wrong thing. We should bring that and ask God for forgiveness. And then we should give thanks. We should thank God for everything and anything that he gives us and for all the love that he shows for us and how he cares for us. And then the last thing we should do is to ask for the things that we need. We should ask for his blessings, his leading, his love, his forgiveness, and his justice. And anything else that we need, God will give us within that. So that's how we should pray, and that's how we should structure all of our prayers. Not just go and ask and ask and ask and ask and ask God for stuff. We need to recognize how great God is as well. Okay, so that was that parable, which was the persistent widow. Very, very clever woman. She got what she wanted. And now this is something else that Jesus continues talking here. And again, he's talking to his disciples. And this is again about praying, which is why these two parables are so good together. So this parable is found in Luke chapter 18, starting from verse 9. And in Luke chapter 18, it's the parable about the Pharisees and the tax collector. Okay. To some who were confident in their own righteousness and looking down on everyone, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. "Lord, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He could not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Okay, so in this parable, we have two characters, the Pharisee, and the Pharisee didn't really go to the synagogue to pray. He didn't go to the temple to pray to God. He didn't go there to communicate with God. He went there to be seen and by lots of people and for people to hear how good he has been and what a great man he was. That was his purpose for going to the synagogue synagogue or to the temple, as it said in the Bible. So the Pharisees of Jesus's day were seen as being very self-righteous. They thought that they were better than other people, and they thought that it was important to have money, to have an important position in the community, to be seen and to dress in a particular way. And those were the things that they felt were important to for them. But the other guy, the tax collector, he looked at himself and he felt that he really didn't have anything to offer God, because he realized that he had done something wrong. And he recognized that God was so great that he couldn't even bear to look up to heaven. to look at God. So the Pharisee praises himself that he is free of sin and he hasn't done anything wrong. And all the things that he does are good things. But they're not really good things, because God doesn't look at the things that we do. He looks at our intentions. And the Pharisees thought that he was better than other people. So he was busy comparing himself to other people. But we shouldn't really. We shouldn't really focus so much on other people and what other people are doing. We need to focus on our relationship with God, on being a better person on a day-to-day basis ourselves, without really worrying about what other people are doing. So the Pharisee thought that doing good things was enough and that God would look at that and be happy with it. But God looks at our motives. And we're not saying that all Pharisees behaved like this man, or that all tax collectors were humble and ready to recognize that they had done something wrong. Some of the tax collectors that we see in the Bible, they were good. We have Matthew, who became a disciple of Jesus. He was a tax collector when Jesus came and called him to follow him, and he did. Zacchaeus was another example of a tax collector, and he was the little short man who climbed up a tree so that he could see Jesus. And when Jesus stopped under the tree and called him down, he said he was going to give back all the money that he had stolen from people. Because for the tax collectors, it was so easy for them to take money from people that was not right. They had been given the job by the Roman Empire to collect the taxes from all the people in their area. And because they lived in the areas where they collected taxes, they were not usually very popular people. People didn't like them. But most of the time, they didn't just take the money that they needed for the Roman Empire. They would take a little bit extra for themselves. So most tax collectors were rich and they had lots of money. But that money they had got from stealing it from the people that they were collecting the taxes from. So not a lot of people really liked them. So that is that story. What we can learn from it is that we can't judge people by their job, the job that they do, the way they look, or the position they have in the community. We can't judge them by the things that they say. We have to let God judge them from their heart. Just because you see somebody who is well-dressed and they're speaking really loudly, it doesn't mean that they are doing the right thing. And just because you see somebody who is looking very humble, it doesn't mean to say that they are not doing the right thing. So we have to be open and honest with God. We have to let God see into our heart. And then when we're praying, we don't have to say big, long prayers and be loud about it. We should pray with our hearts. We should open our spirit out to for God to hear what we really mean. And when we need anything from God, we should ask for anything that we need, because he loves us and he cares for us. So we don't have to be anxious. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything you do, pray and ask God for the things that you need, and he will give them to us. And the fourth thing that we should do is that we should be thankful to God. Even before our prayers have been answered, we should be thanking him for the things that he's done. And whatever you do, do not give up. God is faithful and he is willing to give you the things that you need. You just have to keep asking him. Well, I hope you found that interesting. I hope it explained a lot about this parable, the two of them, which I really do like. And I will see you next week. Do take care and God bless. Bye.